So, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 1, verse 41. Is it okay? Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yesterday, Maharaj just read the verse before, you didn't read the purport.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bhomam divyam manusam cha mahitvam karma yogatam yaschakre nirayopamyam purushanujjana priya Bhomam of the lower planets divyam heavenly manusam of human beings, cha, also, mahitvam, all opulences,
karma,
by fruitive activities,
yoga,
by mystic power,
jam,
born,
ya,
one who,
chakre,
did.
Niraya,
with hell.
Aupamyam,
comparison or equality.
Purusha,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Anujana,
to the devotee.
Priya,
most dear. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As a great follower and devotee of the sage Narada, Maharaj Priyavrata considered hellish the opulences he had received by dint of fruitive activities and mystic power, whether in the lower or heavenly planetary system or in human society. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that the position of a devotee is so super excellent that a devotee does not consider any material opulence worth having. There are different types of opulences on earth, in the heavenly planets and even in the lower planetary system known as Patala. A devotee, however, knows that they are all material and consequently he is not at all interested in them, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Param trishva nivartate. No? Yeah. Sometimes yogi and jnani voluntarily give up all material opulence to practice their system of liberation and taste spiritual bliss. However, they frequently fall down because artificial renunciation of material opulences cannot endure. One must have a superior taste in spiritual life, then he can give up material opulence. Maharaj Priyavrata had already tasted spiritual bliss, and therefore he had no interest in any of the material achievements available in the lower, higher, or middle planetary system. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to the 5th canto, 1st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Narati Svapadam Titam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guradishe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha
Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangom Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Shiguru Dinata. So I feel very honored to be among all of you this morning. I am just a little Vaishnava. I mean, trying to follow the Vaishnavas. But somehow or other, I received some call yesterday night at 9:30 asking me if I can come and give class here. So I will try. Please forgive me for my bad English accent and my mistakes. I tried to do something. This morning I was in the... And first I would like to request your blessings, because without the blessings of the audience, the exchange of Srimad Bhagavatam cannot really happen. So many of you are greater Vaishnava than me in this room. So I first request, if you could give me your compassionate blessings, maybe that will enable me to say something. You know how we give blessing to someone? You know how to give blessings? If you don't know, I can teach you. At one condition, that after you bless me. I have seen Adi Purusha Prabhu knows how to do. We bless someone by praying to Krishna, please bless this person. We praying to Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, please bless this poor person. Then by their mercy, because they always hear the sincere prayers of their devotees, it becomes effective. By our own strength, we don't have so much blessings to give, but we can pray. So thank you very much. So I received this call yesterday night, and after I had so many things to do, so I had a very little night. And this morning in the subway, I was feeling so bad. My belly was... And I was thinking, oh my God, how will I speak? That Krishna is putting me in a difficult situation. But when I came, I was completely tired and feeling sick. When I came out of the subway in Second Avenue, you know there is a little park there, where some people, they drink some drinks, and there is some children play also. Very small park. And it was written on the wall, and you can go and check. And it was written, don't worry, everything will be amazing. It was written this. You can go downstairs and check. It's written this.
Krishna wrote it here last
night. And I was amazed. I start to laugh in the street. The people, they look at me. What is this strange person dressed like this is laughing alone in the street? It was really funny. Krishna told me everything will be amazing. Okay. So, yes, everything is amazing. Amazing. I am surprised. How wonderful is Krishna? it was true, you know. I'm sorry, I have absolutely no remembrance of this story of Priyavrata, where we are or anything. I'm just arriving in the, you know, diving in the ocean. I don't know where I am. The ocean of Srimad Bhagavatam. I was trying to think about when I was ringing the purple. What is this story about Priyavrata? I know Priyavrata is one of the important personality in this world, Maharaj Priyavrata. But to tell you the truth, I really don't remember the story of Maharaj
Priyavrata. He's in the royal mind.
Yes,
he's living in a cave, practicing Brahmacharya, completely satisfied with sadhana and simple life. And his father came and said, please come and take care of the kingdom.
Okay.
He was hesitating.
So now he's arriving. He got that position of a king. Okay, thank you, Prabhu. Anyway, by Krishna's mercy, everything. So, I noticed something interesting in the purport, and I felt inspired to speak about this. Maharaj Priyavrata had already tasted spiritual bliss, and therefore he had no interest in any of the material achievements available in the lower, higher, or middle planetary system, because he had already tasted spiritual bliss. So this is the effect of one who has experienced spiritual bliss. He loses interest in anything else, because in comparison it is completely insignificant, no? We sing it. Araka veni tai chande koruna holibe. Samsarva sanamora kabitu chahabe. If the mercy of Lord Nityananda can touch our heart, then everything else will seem to be completely insignificant. Because then we will be able to, how we say, taste spiritual bliss, Prabhupada. Said, taste spiritual bliss. Prabhupada was always tasting spiritual bliss. If you look at him in the videos, it's a very high level of spiritual bliss that Prabhupada was 24 hours a day. Most of the time he's just trying to contain that spiritual bliss. If you see the different emotion on his faces and the gravity of Prabhupada, actually this is only trying to contain the spiritual bliss he is experiencing. Once Prabhupada was very grave, very, very grave. And a disciple noticed that, and after the lecture he came to Prabhupada and he said, oh, this morning you were very grave, something is wrong. Prabhupada said, no, there was too much spiritual bliss, so I was trying to check it. That's it. So, this made me think about that. Maharaj Priyavrata had already tasted spiritual bliss. I guess this is while doing his sadhana, while in the cave. Is it? He did that?
This is afterwards he got the kingdom and then he decided to renounce the kingdom. Like, at the end of ruling the world for 1,000,000 years, he told himself, what have I done? Somehow got an attached sense of dream, he decides to renounce everything. And then he's recalling the spiritual bliss he tasted in the beginning when he was in the cave.
Okay.
That's why he wasn't able to enjoy his kingdom, because he tasted something.
And there is a verse by Prabhadananda Sarasvati, which Prabhupada loved and quoted so many times. And you know Prabhadananda Sarasvati Pad? He is the uncle of Gopal Bhatt Goswami and the brother of Venkata Bhatt. He's, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he is the crest jewel among all the Vaishnava sannyasi. So he is a very special personality. He is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. What he appeared in Sri Rangam for the sake of his pastime. And he was an extraordinary poet. If you know about poetry, and if you know a little bit about Sanskrit, you will be amazed by reading the verses of Prabhudananda Sarasvati. It's really beautiful. So he wrote this Chaitanya Chandramrita, and also one very sublime book called Radharasa Sudhanidhi. This is just about Radharani. And in Chaitanya Chandramrita, one verse Prabhupada likes really to quote is that, for one who has received the glance of Mahaprabhu, all opulences of this material world seems to be insignificant. Even the position of the demigods looks like... In his vision, the demigods are like just small, tiny insects. Something like that, huh? Trying to... And for him, the snakes or the senses, or the senses, are like snakes without fangs. Actually, wherever he looks, he sees only Vaikuntha. More or less. I don't know, I have never memorized that verse, but by reading it so many times in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, this is what I remember. For one who has received the glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere he looks is like Vaikuntha. Isn't it nice? This is what we are striving for, that one day Mahaprabhu will glance upon us. If the divine glance of Lord Chaitanya just can touch our life, then that means wherever we will look, after we look like Vaikuntha. And going to the heavenly planet will be like non-different from the hellish planet, because we can taste the spiritual bliss. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would say, don't try to see Krishna, but try to do something so that Krishna will see you. So when the beautiful lotus eyes of Krishna, and particularly Mahaprabhu, fall upon us, this is the effect, that we become overflooded by spiritual bliss. Why particularly the vision of Mahaprabhu have this power to uplift us in such a divine reality? You know why? May I tell you? I mean, according to what I feel, because, you know, Shyamasundara has very beautiful eyes. Very, very beautiful lotus eyes. But according to some person, the eyes of Krishna, they are the most beautiful eyes in all the creation, isn't it? But some person don't agree with that. They say that there exist more beautiful eyes than the eyes of Krishna, the eyes of Srimati Radhika. The eyes of Radharani are said by some, there may be some conflict about this among the Vaishnavas, but some says that the eyes of Radharani are much more beautiful than the eyes of Krishna. Radharani has a deep blue eyes. She has deep blue eyes because inside her heart everything is blue. Jam. Like Jiva Goswami said, actually Radha and Krishna, they are internally and externally reversed. You understand? I don't know how to express it correctly in English. Internally and externally, Radha and Krishna are reversed. That means Radharani is God, she is golden, she has a golden effulgence, but internally she is blue. There is only blue inside. And Krishna is blue, But this is very beautiful blue. Sham, this is like a dark blue. Very difficult to describe because it is changing. It's not a fixed color, Krishna's color. It's changing at every second. I heard once from Satchinandana Swami that the skin of Krishna is so delicate that even if a leaf falls on his skin, then his skin will change color. You know? When the leaf touches his skin, that makes changing of color. So from this we can understand that his color is not fixed. And Krishna is blue, but inside he is golden, according to Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. So this is why Radharani is blue. Her eyes are blue, because inside everything is blue. You know what is the color of Krishna's eyes?
Golden.
Yes. Krishna's eyes are golden. The Goswami others explain this. Generally we put them brown, but they are supposed to be golden. Or maybe brown with some golden, You know, there is gold is close to brown. In painting, if you know the art of painting, this like painting, when you make gold, in order to make a shadow inside the gold, you have to use brown. This is how we make shadow. If you look at the jewels of Krishna, how they are painted, we use the yellow to make the gold, yellow and white. But in order to make the shadow on the gold, we have to use the brown. So this is close. In that way we can understand, maybe. So Radharani's eyes are deep blue. And they are very beautiful. Once, Radharani was waiting. It was the night, he was waiting for Krishna, but Krishna never came. So she was with one of her girlfriends, named Rati Manjari, very close to my examen. This is Raghunath Das Goswami. And she became so sad that at one point she just decided to forget about Krishna. And she decided to throw away everything which was blue. So, if there was some blue vase or blue things in the... She was in a kund. She just said to Rati Manjari, just throw this away. I don't want to see this color anymore. Anything dark or blue, I don't want to see. And she started herself. She removed her own veil, with a blue veil. Then, there was her hair, because she has dark hair with also blue reflection, so she just made a top knot in order to not be able to see her hair anymore. She removed everything, then there was the mirror. And in the mirror she could see her blue eyes, so she just threw away the mirror also. Then she sat very sad on the coach, there was one coach. Her eyes filled with tears. And she said to Rati Manjari, oh, please remove also these blue curtains. So Rati Manjari removed the blue curtains, and after she saw outside the window everything was dark blue. And she said to Radharani, should I remove also the darkness of the night? Then Radharani was defeated. You know? Difficult to forget Krishna. For those who are pure at heart, it's very difficult to forget Krishna. The gopis said that to Uddhava. They said, you know, since Krishna left, we are trying our best day and night to forget him. But we can't. We just can't. It's so painful to us. We are trying to remember Krishna. It's so difficult. But they are trying to forget him. They said, we're just praying that please we want to forget him. But it's impossible. Everything we see everywhere just remembering us about him. So she was defeated. Should I remove the darkness of the night or so? What could she do? Nobody can remove the darkness of the night. So she decided to close her eyes. Okay, let this night disappear. She closed her eyes. But what happened when she closed her eyes? She saw everything blue inside. Because Radharani is Krishnamayi, whose inside and outside is only Krishna. So Jiva Goswami said to us, inside the heart of Radharani, everything is blue. This is why she has very beautiful blue eyes. And so why especially the glance of Mahaprabhu has this power? Because Mahaprabhu is a Shyamasundara who has assumed Radha Bhava Jyoti Suvalitam. The moon means the heart and the complexion of Radharani. Therefore, the vision or the sight of Mahaprabhu has that same beauty as the sight of Radharani. Of course, Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, when he wrote that verse, he knew what he was meaning. He knew very well, because he is a very stubborn Vaishnava. You know, he knows all these details. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada Sarasvati is Tunga Vidya, one of the eight main girlfriend of Radharani. So she knows very well Radharani. She knows all these things. You know? So when he wrote that, there was a meaning in his writing. That's amazing. By the mercy of Radha Muralidhara. Before this morning, I never thought about that. It just came to me when I read that purport. And maybe by your association, you know, something is coming and giving me some inspiration. So if the divine glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can just stop for some few seconds and fall upon us, then our life will be successful. And there is also one other beautiful about that vision I read from Sivaram Maharaj a few months ago. Sivaram Maharaj was speaking about the pastime of Radha Damodar, you know, when Madhari Yashoda, she born Krishna. It was so hard for Madhari Yashoda to find Krishna. You know that pastime, it took so many times, so much time, so much rope, and finally she could find him after hours of attempts, failing attempts. But Sivaram Maharaj said, but Radharani, she can find Krishna in 1 second, just by looking at him. Then Krishna is, stopped in his tracks, and he cannot move. She makes him motionless just by looking at him. And Krishna cannot move. And he said that this is Radha Damodar. Because Damodar means bound by love. So this pastime of binding Krishna with the rope is Yashoda Damodar that we celebrate during Kartik. But Radha Damodar means when Radharani is binding Krishna by her side. So if by her vision she can stop in his track the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the controller, the Supreme Controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. We can imagine such the power of that vision, no? So what gives power, such a power, to that vision?
Love.
You're right. That means you know the secrets of our philosophy. If you understand that, that means you have a very deep understanding of our philosophy. Yes. By the love she has in her heart. Why? Because according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, prema, that divine love, increase when it is concealed. That's why Radharani, she always conceals her love. She never speaks directly to Krishna that I love you. The people in this world, they say like this, I love you, I love you, I love you, no? But after a few times, they go away. Because actually Radharani explained in the words of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the Prema Samputa that actually love, real love for Krishna, Prema, the more you express it, the more it diminishes. But the more you conceal it, the more it increases. But then she explained, so how can one express that love? She said there is no need to express that love because it is coming out through the eyes. If one is trying to contain it and to hide it as much as he can, but through the eyes it is coming out, then Krishna can see and understand her love by her vision. Because Prabhupada explained to us, the eyes are the mirror of the soul. So the love of someone is expressed also in his sight. Yeah? You know, the sight of Prabhupada was very powerful. Because when somebody looks at you with unlimited love, that's a very wonderful, amazing, we will say amazing, experience. And you can feel through that vision, you can feel that love. So yes, because the love she has in her heart is so unlimited, it's unfathomable, nobody can understand. Never ever, nobody could never understand and will never be able to understand the nature of her love. Only her can understand. That's why Krishna wanted to know that. That's why he took her heart, Radha Bhav, duty, Suvarita, Naomi, Krishna Swarupam, and appeared in the form of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is a Shyam Sundar who has taken that love within himself. And because he takes that love, which is blue, within himself, no? Antara Krishna, Bahir Gora, externally he became golden. You understand? Finished the golden inside, blue inside, now he took the blue inside, then he became golden. Mahaprabhu. So Prabhadananda Saraswati Pad said, upon whoever this glance is falling, for that person, the entire world is looking like Vaikuntha. Because he is living in spiritual bliss. Prabhupada was living in such a state of life because the eyes of Radharani, they were always resting on Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was always looked at by Radharani. So he was living in such bliss. You believe me? That's what I feel when I see Prabhupada. And I see the level of ecstasy in which he is always, you know. When I look Prabhupada's movie, you know, Yadubar, he made a wonderful, tremendous service to humanity by catching these videos. I am eternally indebted to him for what he gave me in my life. I never met Srila Prabhupada, but by the mercy of Yadubar Prabhu, I could meet Prabhupada many times. Really, you know, these films, these movies are very special. So, you know, we can see how Prabhupada was living in such level of spiritual bliss. This is what Prabhupada is explaining here, because he understands. Because he was also living like a king externally, you know, everything he received from Krishna, such success in this world and this. But for him, he had no interest in any of the material achievement available in the lower, higher or middle planetary system. Prabhupada didn't mind about that, because he was satisfied just that the vision of Radharani was upon him. That was enough for him, to give him that unlimited spiritual bliss. And by Radharani's divine mercy, some whole other, I don't know who, what I have done, maybe you know what you have done, but I don't know what I have done from that. We have come in contact with such a person. It's amazing. Krishna got me this morning, he told me that would be amazing, and he got me. Now it's 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. Sorry for being carried by the subject. Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Priya Vrata Maharaj ki jai.